on your new truck.
What? That's $7,000 more than you told us on the phone.
Folks, you didn't qualify for all the rebates, so we had to adjust the price.
Sound familiar? Come on down to Madison Ford, where the games are over. Just a short 15-minute drive from Charlottesville.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny, hotter and more humid with highs in the low to mid-90s and a few showers and storms around the area this afternoon and early evening.
And Jack, it's 67 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Today, the nation marks the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, the deadliest terror attack on American soil. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in coordinated attacks in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania.
On the 18th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, Mission Barbecue will honor our country's first responders with a free sandwich at all locations 11 a.m. till 9 a.m. September 11th.
The University of Virginia Medical Center is promising to take a closer look at financial assistance policies to help low-income patients. This comes after detailed analysis that shows the UVA health system sues thousands of patients a year for unpaid medical bills. The hospital is expected to outline changes by Friday.
The CEO of the University of Virginia Health System plans to step down for another job later this year. Pamela Sutton Wallace will take a job at New York Presbyterian Hospital this fall. UVA President Jim Ryan says it is not related to the report about the bill collection tactics. Sutton Wallace has been on the job since 2014.
UVA also giving people a preview of their new and expanded emergency room, which is tripling in size. There are 70 private and expanded treatment rooms that will be available. They are going from 15,000 square feet in that facility to 45,000 square feet.
We've seen an increase in our patient volume, our census, by about 10% over the past couple of years. We think with this expansion, we'll be able to have patients in private rooms more quickly. We'll be able to render service more rapidly and provide a better experience for patients and their families.
There's also a separate pediatric emergency room with a separate entrance for EMS crews bringing in patients. UVA Emergency cares for nearly 65,000 patients a year. The expanded emergency room officially opens at 5 a.m. on October 15th.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Ariana Meneese.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 66 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra live in concert. The show that started it all. The all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories like you've never seen it before. Presented by Hallmark Channel. December 12th, John Paul Jones Arena. The power of rock combined with the majesty of classical. Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com or John Paul Jones Arena box office. December 12th, John Paul Jones Arena. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra's all-new